Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Eight Maniacs, that is right. It's time for another Back on the Ranch show right here, right now. Wow, looks like Cowboy Dave is already jumping out for his first break of the evening. Want to welcome in all of our listeners here today. I know we got some listeners tuning in on the phone lines. We got some listeners tuning in here on our chat room, and we want to thank y'all for jumping on board with us. If you're a guest here in the chat room, make sure you sign up with Blog Talk Radio. It don't cost you nothing. You can jump on over here and talk with us. We'd love to have you on board. But before we get into our show tonight, we've got to bring in a special co-host. Going to help us out here for the evening, and we'll just kind of see how it goes. You guys saw her when we were out in Vegas. That's right. Mrs. Making Eight is going to join us right here in the studio. So, Miss Kelly, thanks for jumping on board with us tonight.
Not a problem. Enjoying to be here.
Well, I know you are. I know you just got off work. Are we ready for Christmas yet or what?
Oh, can we have another month?
Yeah, right. I think we need another month. I mean, we're still trying to recuperate from Vegas. But we did have a good time out there despite all of the up and down battles that we had, right?
Yes, we did.
We did. We made out pretty well. Let's see. It looks like Miss Gabby's already having issues, and we apologize for that, Miss Gabby. Hopefully you get things worked out here. Looks like we got some folks in the chat room here saying hello to you. Everybody seems pretty excited to have you on board with us. I think they like you better than they do me anymore.
You blame them?
Really? Wow. Yeah, I hear you. Well, okay, moving on. Let's get down to it. We got a lot to talk about here today. PBR in action, Spring Pro event, was held this weekend in Nebraska. How about J.B. Mooney? I mean, getting right back in the groove of things, and I think that might do him a lot of good going into New York here in just a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Once you've done that, going in a good direction, that seems to really boost up their thoughts and just keeps them going in that direction.
Yeah, it sure does. Wow, how about it? Mr. Jay Lay is in the house. I see him in the chat room. What's going on there, buddy? I see Miss Leah in there making comments about how you are the best. We're giving her a break tonight. We're actually giving her the night off. We got a contest coming up here, courtesy of PBR Get Tough, Mr. Cowboy Dave and Cody Burleson at PBR News for You. They are going to be putting on, as with us, they're going to be putting on a pretty good contest. We're going to call it, wait a second. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's Light Up 2011. I think that's what the contest name is going to be. And correct me if I'm wrong there, Cowboy Dave, but I believe that is the deal. And, of course, we see our lovely friend Miss Sandy from Oklahoma out there, and I want to say a big old shout-out to her as well.
Hoping she'll be our new neighbor soon.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that, you know. And she actually invited us out because I told her that we were kind of looking in the area. For you Making 8 maniacs that don't know or haven't seen some of the tweets coming out, Miss Making 8, Miss Kelly and myself are actually looking to see about relocating a family and relocating a business this year. We're actually looking to go out, possibly out to the Oklahoma area. We'll be Okies.
I think I'll still be a Pennsylvanian.
Yeah, I think you will too. Well, I see that, yeah, we're getting a whole lot of hellos in there, and we are glad that everybody's jumping on board. But, yes, we do have Light Up 2011 is going to be coming at you here. We've got a good contest, and we're going to talk about it here momentarily. Before we get into it, though, let me see here. I just got to confirm. Light Up 2011, that's right. That's going to be the new contest. So that's what we're looking at. And, you know what? You had to say something there, didn't you, Miss Christy? You had to go in there and say something about the tornadoes, didn't you? We were doing really good, you know. We kind of been putting those things on the back burner and not saying so much about it. But you had to go in there and talk about the tornadoes. But that's all right. We deal with hurricanes down here like they're everyday part of life, and
I don't mind the hurricanes. When you first moved me to Florida, they scared me. And you've been trying to sweet talk and tell me all the good things about the weather forecast and alarms out there in Oklahoma, trying to make it all sound good. I'll still be a nervous wreck.
Yeah, you know what though? We'll get through it. I think it's something that we'll just have to adjust for, and you know, we'll see what happens. I know one thing, though. We're going to get somewhere where we can actually get some good service out there as far as our reception. Because,
not like.
Yeah, because Sandy seems to have some issues with that. You know, and that's right. We have Miss Barbara out there. She's actually talking about the earthquakes and stuff out there in California. So at least we're not over there on that side of things either.
That is true. That is true. But then again, I just might, if the place we move into has a nice basement, we might just hibernate down there and never go upstairs.
Well, we might have to come upstairs every now and again. But anyways, yeah, it looks like Miss Andy said that, you know, she's lived there her whole life. And so we're still looking into it. We're still discussing it. But that possibility looks pretty strong. We've got some good friends out that way. Miss Sandy being one of them, her and her husband have offered to even let us come out and hang out and work the bulls and have some fun with them, you know. And
that would be a lot of fun.
She said that there's always fences that need to be mended, you know, and so.
If you want them to, the bulls in your pastures, you might not want to let that mend them.
Oh, wow. You know, I knew this just was not the greatest of ideas to have her on the show. She's just going to pick on me here. But that's all right. We'll get through it. Yeah, I see Jay Lay's comment coming in here about me wearing pants again. You know, I'm telling you, they won't let it go. It's not me, you know, really. But anyways, we appreciate it there, Mr. Jay Lay. You know, it would have to be Jay Lay in there making those comments. Man, we missed you, buddy. It's just been.
I haven't noticed the women bring it up. The men have to be talking about it a little bit too much. It's starting to worry me.
Yeah. That's true, but then again, it is J-Lay, so we might just have to be a little concerned about him. Anyways, moving right along here, but that is the plan, is that we're looking to possibly relocate the Making 8 network and head out west a little bit, get out there where the rodeos are. And you know, you and I have talked the time that we had just met, actually the night we met, we talked about being out west.
Yes, so, yes, I told you that was something I wanted to do. If I was going to leave Pennsylvania, that's where I wanted to go.
And that opportunity is right around the corner, so we'll just have to see how it plays out.
It just took me through Florida first.
That's right. We had to come south first. I had to southernize her, you know. We had to get her used to some cheese grits and break her in southern style. So. Anyways, let's see what we got. What else is going on? Oh, yes. Speaking of which, have you guys seen the PBR? Their new meetup that they're working with. They kind of started something new for 2011, and it's going to be a great opportunity for the fans to get together, have some watch parties, have some tweet-ups, post some pictures. They're going to be watch parties for the PBR. And you and I are going to work on getting one set up here in Tampa coming up here in the near future. So if you're out in the area or you want to come down and hang out with us, shoot, plan a vacation. Let us know what a good time would be for you, and we'll all hook it up. We'll get some Making Eight Maniacs down there. Might even do a live broadcast for the watch party event, so you guys can tune in to Making Eight, watch some of the live, you know, the meetup party, and then tune on over to Versus and check out some great PBR action. So we might just be able to put something together for that. We're going to work on that this year, right?
Oh, yeah. It does sound like a lot of fun.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I see Jaylay saying that we need to get one of those set up there in Tampa, and we're going to do it, but we're not going to do it during the event because we're actually going to be at the event. So it's going to make it kind of hard for us to set up and do a, you know, a meetup when we're going to be at the event there ourselves. So we're going to have to do it around the Tampa event, unless Jaylay, they will probably ban Jaylay anyways if he keeps it up. I mean, he'll have the guards out watching him, and they won't let Jaylay in. So you might have to have a meetup side there of the arena, buddy. But we'll definitely work on something. We're going to get something put together for it, and we're going to let you guys know. That's right. Jaylay says one in the parking lot. Well, Jaylay.
Hey, tailgating. A nice big old tailgating party. That would be a lot of fun.
If that's the case, we'll do it before or after the event. Because during the event, we're going to be inside, and we'll let you hang out in the parking lot. But I will tell you this. That's actually a really good idea. We might be able to work something out for that. We'll get set up there, and we'll have a big tailgate before the event. And we actually have a banner, the Making Eight Tailgate Party banner. That was our first one that we created. So
we're pretty good at tailgating.
We are.
We've done quite a bit of tailgating. That's
football
a lot of
games, definitely. Definitely. We have definitely done a lot of good football games. So, we're the tailgate partiers, man. We'll crank out some tunes, and we'll look out. We'll have a big old jam. We'll get the PBR guys down there to hang out with us. We'll have a great time.
We've gone to quite a few football games, just the two of us, and we've never ended up with just two of us tailgating. We end up with a big old crowd.
Yeah, we do. Matter of fact, we're actually the tailgate partiers of the week there for Jacksonville 1 week. And we had got a bunch of autographs and stuff like that from some of the football players. And, yeah, we had a great time. We're no stranger to the game when it comes to tailgating. I think we're going to set something up for the Tampa event, and we'll have to see about doing that. We're going to be doing tweet-ups and things like that. So we'll definitely set that up. What else is going on? Oh, you know, I know that PBR has also held some other events, and I'm actually going to try to get over here to some of the results, check out some of the Touring Pro event results that they had. It was really interesting. I know that we've got some guys that are already putting in some points for 2011, which is going to help build them and get them back on tour. I'm going to have to see if I can't pull those up here in a minute. What do you say we take a short break here, Miss Kelly, and we get fired up and get ready to roll. Got to say a big old congratulations to Luke Hoffman. He is actually the announcer for the year in the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association for Zebra. So he will be at the finals doing the announcing down there. I want to send him our very best congratulations. So let's get things fired up here on the Back on the Ranch show with a little bit of Luke Hoffman and Bullhand. Don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Back on the Ranch show on MakingA.com.
For the fees. now. Too many miles between. Running hard for the buckle and a little bit of green. I don't mess with the stuff, got my head on right. I'll have a check in my hand by the end of the night. Try and kill me, yeah, but I'm always in. It's not a matter of if, but a matter how much I win. Being thrown off balance with all these heavy pockets. Being this damn good got me feeling real cautious. Well, I ain't gonna be an Amarillo by morning.
Announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8, it's a winner.
All right. Welcome back on the ranch right here on Makin8.com. That's right. No doubt about it. We're cranking things up, talking a little PBR. We're just a couple weeks away from their season starting up. And we've got a contest here coming at you. That's right, Light Up 2011. And, you know, kind of comes into play. We got a big season ahead of us. We still got to get through first couple weeks here. We got Christmas coming up. We got New Year coming up. So we got to get through those. But let me tell you, it's going to rock and roll. Looks like we see Miss Kat Johnson over there in our looks like she is just now joining us. I want to welcome her aboard with us here this afternoon. Thanks for jumping in here. We do appreciate you. And we got to find out from her how her harp concert went tonight. I know that she plays the harp.
That's very interesting.
Yes. Not only is she a very talented writer, as I found out yesterday.
I've heard.
Reading her entire book yesterday, I couldn't put it down. Very saucy. But very talented she is. So
now if I can get that onto my computer so I can read it.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have to work on that. So anyways, we got a big contest, Light Up 2011, underway. We're going to let you know what is going on about it. I see Miss Gabby asking about my story. What story would that be? I'm not quite sure I understand that. Yes, I did read her book in one sitting. It was I couldn't put it down all day long. That's all I did was read. Yes, you kind of did turn me into an unwritten reader. That's the name of her book, is Unwritten.
Unwritten.
It is. I highly recommend it to any one of you young ladies especially, but even if you're a young guy that is I don't know the right wording to put it. Secure enough, I would highly recommend you read that book. I personally am pretty secure. Half the time I hardly even put pants on, so you got to know I'm pretty secure. I have not got with Miss Kat Johnson on that. I had some really good ideas about her book. But anyhow, kind of moving right into things. Obviously, we had a really good time at the NFR in Vegas, and we saw a lot of coverage out there. I know we talked a little bit about it on our lunch hour shows when we got back from Vegas this past week, but really, what did you, the fans, think about this deal? I got to say, one of my favorite parts about the entire NFR this year was the tie-down roping. It was so heated. Each round, I mean, you just didn't know what to expect. And it was just filled with adrenaline. It was really exciting to watch. And I know that some of you fans, we kind of turned you on to some of the tie-down rope by meeting up with a guy that we met up with earlier this year in Okeechobee. And we're talking about one of the ones that was actually there competing at the NFR in Shane Hanchey. Now, this guy went into the world ranked fifth. A little bit of trouble in the first few rounds, bounced back, just like we knew he would. I mean, it seems like everybody was pulling for him. And sure enough, this guy comes out, lights out, turns it on in the second half of the NFR cover, you know, rounds, and just, I mean, he bared down and got the job done. And it was fantastic. So, with that being said, I believe we've got the Cajun Cowboy here with us on the line, so let's see if we can't bring him on. Shane, you with us?
Yes, sir. How y'all doing?
Oh, well, we're doing fantastic, buddy. How are you?
Oh, dude, I've never been better, to be honest with you.
Well, first off, congratulations on a great NFR, man. I know it was slow getting started, but once you turned things on, man, it was just like another day at the office for you, and we sure did enjoy watching you.
Yes, sir. You know, the first, I think the first round, it was so soft, and I knew I had a good calf, but that I knew I could win the round. And I think I was just trying too hard. I wasn't nervous. Everybody said, "Dang, you look nervous." I wasn't nervous. I was actually more calm and ready and prepared than I thought I would be. But you know, like you said, the first couple rounds were a little rough, and I kind of got my, once I tied the first calf, my third calf in 8-flat, I kind of picked it up from there. So, yeah, it was a great week.
Well, I do know that, you know, watching you in those first few rounds, you kind of got a bad draw there because you got some really big calves. And, you know, even Joe Beaver was talking about it during the broadcasting, saying, man, you know, you're such a small guy. You're not like Cody Ohl or Fred Whitfield, you know, that has a little bit of size on him. So when you got those bigger calves, man, it sure does make it hard to flank him, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, that's the whole deal. I didn't draw very good the first 4 or 5 nights, but – me having that back number and qualifying, I should have been, I could have did way better with them calves. It's tough to flank a big calf when you weigh 150 pounds. I work at it every day. I'm supposed to make that move, you know?
Yeah, but you know, I mean, really, you can't blame you for it, man. You know, it's hard to make that adjustment. I mean, we even saw you practicing down here in Okeechobee. I mean, shoot, you know, knew that it was going to be some struggles for you. We actually have some of our fans in the chat room right now that are commenting about it, saying, you know, really, I mean, there's no shame in being able to get those down. You know, we even saw some of the guys like Cody Ohl and some of those guys have some trouble later on in their rounds, you know, when they were drawing some of those steers as well. So, you know, when it comes down to it, man, the bottom line was, you know, once you got things going, man, you turned it on, and it was really awesome to watch you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It was the best experience of my life so far. So what's the making eight people? What are they saying on the chat room?
Oh, shoot, man. Right now, well, they're just saying how much they enjoyed the tie-down roping. Obviously watching you and Tuff Cooper, and actually all three of the Cooper brothers, you know, and I know you travel with Tuff and all that, but man, you know, they were just really excited to see you young guns really go out there and compete with these guys, you know, these veterans that have been around for so long and really make a statement saying that you guys are there to compete. And just the whole tie-down event was just so competitive. Man, it was just exciting to watch. Everybody enjoyed it, you know. And, shoot, man, I'm telling you, you got a lot more fans out here. A lot of these Making Eight Maniacs, these PBR fans and things like that are really turned on to the tie-down roping now.
Yes, sir. That's what it's been. The CAFROP has been so competitive over the last 15 years, I bet. And it's just it's great. It's crazy to watch, and then to be down there being a part of it, it's like I said, a dream come true. But yeah, man, Tuff had a great finals. He's an amazing kid, and he's got all the talent in the world. And that's pretty cool that Roy was able to watch his three sons, you know, rope in the same building. And, you know, it was cool in the interview. He said all three of his boys won a round out there. And he said, well, he said four Cooper boys won a round. He said, I consider Hanchy as part of the family as much as any other one. He's been with me more than, you know, just as much as them other boys have. And I think it's a great deal that he was able to win a round, too. And that makes you feel good, you know. I've hesitated a lot up there. We've been through a bunch. And he's helped my roping just as much as anybody. And it's pretty cool for Roy to say that.
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, they said it during the NFRs. They were talking about that and saying how close you are with that Cooper family and how you were just sort of the fourth Cooper son that was there. And shoot, man, you know, like I said, we were just so thrilled to be able to sit back and watch you every night out there, just go at it. And, you know, we were pulling for you round by round. Now, I know outside of the NFR, man, you were really busy out there in Vegas, and we had a hard time catching up with you, man. Finally got to be able to see you down there at the Sands Convention Center when you were signing autographs at the Cinch booth, right?
Yeah, heck, I tell you what, I didn't, you know, you hear your whole life about how busy they keep you, but I was totally drained by the NFR, but I was running on fumes. But at the same time, yeah, I make sure I'm there signing autographs because, like you said, I want my fan base to grow, and I think that's an important way to do it. And, yeah, I was glad to catch up with y'all and finally got to see you for one time this week.
Absolutely. Well, we did get some autographs from you, and we're going to actually give that out to some of our fans. Man, I'm telling you, we'll have to hope that somebody from Louisiana got them, because I didn't realize until I actually left the convention center that you had to add the Who Dat in there, didn't you?
No, I've probably signed 3,000 or 4,000 autograph pads, and it's been on every one, so I want to make sure they know who I'm pulling for every time.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, I know they had a rough go at it today, but man, are you back in Louisiana right now? Are you sitting back getting ready for the holidays?
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm at the house in Louisiana. I went to a little jackpot today. First roping I've been to. First time I picked up a rope since the 10th round and won a little bit today, and it was good to see the guys that I used to high school rodeo against and the guys that I amateured against, and got to wear my go-round buckle, showed them, and they were all proud and everything. And yeah, I'm going to hang out till Christmas, and then I'll be in Tulsa on the 27th for Mike Johnson's World's Richest Calf Roping, and hopefully have a good day over there and win you about $20,000. That'd be ideal.
Right on. Yeah, to get you a little bit more money in your pocket and get you back in the standings here, you know, coming into 2011. And, man, there's almost no doubt, as long as you keep roping the way you are and being consistent about it, you know, we'll see you back down there at the NFR next year. You know, I mean, it's just I really believe that you just, you know, you're going to be a threat for a few years to come, you and Tuff both, you know. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yes, sir. I just, you know, they say the hardest time to make it's your first time, so I have more confidence right now in my roping than I ever have, of course, coming off the biggest rodeo in the world. But, you know, I'm setting my goals high this year. And that was last year. My goals were I wanted to be in contention for a world title. That's what I woke up every day saying, and I had it wrote down in my books, and I was in contention. I mean, they called me on the last day before the round was over, or before the round started, and said, you know, if you happen to win the world tonight, this is what's going to happen. This is how you're going to get here to there. So it was, you know, my prayers were answered. You know, I was in contention, but this year, I don't want to just be in contention. Of course, I'd like to do my best in getting the gold buckle or even the average buckle. So, yeah, I mean, I hope it's like that. And you can't get too far ahead of yourself. I'm aware of that. I still have goals on having a good year. And I just hope the Lord is right there with us, you know.
Well, that's right, man. Just staying focused and staying on task, man. You know, there's no doubt that you can accomplish those goals. And, you know, I mean, that goes for any one of our, like, you know, our fans tuning in, listening to you, man. You know, you're an inspiration to a lot of them because, you know, you give us that drive, man. They see you, a young kid, you know, so determined and going up against those guys, you know. It's just really, you know, it's really impressive. I've actually got one of our fans in here asking now, are you going to be in Lafayette, Louisiana on January 13th through the 16th?
Yeah, I'll be there. I just don't know when yet. It'll be about a week before the rodeo, but I'll be there. I'll try to be there on that Sunday, that last day, but I'll have to see about Fort Worth and everything. But, yeah, I'll be there for sure.
How about Lake Charles?
I'll be there, yeah. I'll be at all these ones around the house. I'm going to make sure I'm here just because the support I had down here in Louisiana was unbelievable, so I want to make sure I'm there roping at these little ones too, you know.
Absolutely. Now, they're still PRCA events, correct?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, but we only get to count 75 rodeos this year, so these little ones like Lake Charles and Lafayette, I won't count towards my world standings, but they'll still be good for circuit money and career money. So, yeah, I'll dang sure be down there.
Excellent, man. Excellent. Now, you're also going to be heading back down here to Florida, correct?
Yeah, but I'll fly in after the Mike Johnson's Bigger Open. I'll fly in the 28th. I'm not sure the dates on Joe's school, but I know it's going to be between, I'm pretty sure the 28th and 29th maybe. But, and then the Bigger Open's New Year's Day, so everybody will be in Okeechobee. I think we got a couple NFR qualifiers going to be down there, and it's going to be a good deal.
Right on. Well, I cannot wait, man. We're excited about it. We've got to get up with Joe Beaver to find out and make sure that we can get down there and do that video broadcast again. Absolutely, man. You can almost count us in. We're pretty excited about it. I think it'd be a good opportunity for us to get down there, and the fans would love to watch that roping deal. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Heck yeah.
We'll definitely work on setting that up with you guys, Shane. How about your horse, man? How's Riata doing?
Oh man, he's great. He's hanging out really. He's about like me. He just kinda wants to just take it easy for a little while. And he'll be coming with me to the Mike Johnsons. And he's ready for the next year. He held up great out there. He exceeded my expectations is what he did, and he's part of me, like the family, so he's taken care of right now. He's actually getting some treatment done to him just to make him feel better, and he's getting ready for the 2011 season just like me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in that tie down roping, I mean, really, you know, you're only half of the vent there, you know. The other half does fall on your horse and how your horse handles getting out there, getting out of the box, and then obviously, you know, being able to maintain and keep that steer on the ground there and keeping him from kicking out. And, we were all watching Riata. Of course, they were mentioning it, you know, mentioning him on the show quite a bit or on the broadcast of the NFR, so we were able to see him out there. And is he going to be in Florida for the Joe Beaver School?
I'm going to fly down there. I'm going to keep Riata up here, and he's just going to hang out until we go out to Denver and stuff. But I'll be riding Spec, that horse that y'all filmed on the other horse that I roped on down there. And I'll be riding him quite a bit down there. So.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Good deal. All right, buddy. Well, hey, listen, man, I appreciate you taking time out. I know it's still just, you know, settling in about your success this year, but I know that you're going to really work at it this year, and you've got a lot of fans down here ready to tune in, man. They keep popping in the chat room just letting us know that they are definitely behind you here for 2011 and look forward to seeing you back in Vegas during the NFR.
You got it. I appreciate it. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely, man. Well, have yourself a great Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you down here in at the end of the month.
You got it, buddy. Y'all keep it real over there. Tell everybody I said hello.
Yes, sir. Will do, man. Will do, definitely. The Cajun Cowboy, Shane Hanchy, right there, finishing third in the world for the PRCA World Standings.
You got it. All right, see ya.
All right, buddy. There you go, Shane Hanchy. Everybody's going to be pulling for him. We appreciate him taking time out to give us a call. I know it's going to be a great time. We're going to see him here at the end of the month. Cannot wait for that. And, wow, Miss Kelly, you there?
I am. Sitting back listening to you boys talk.
I know. We had a great time with Shane, as always. Look forward to seeing him once again. You talk about just an upstanding kid. I mean, that guy's so focused on what he's doing when it comes down to roping, you know.
He is very focused. I was very surprised when we got to meet him down in Okeechobee. We did that interview. He is just 100% on that roping. He's devoted to it 100%.
Most definitely. You know, takes care of his horse real well. Just handles himself, you know. Can't say enough about him. What a class act. That's right. You know, we did see him on Ustream, and we will see him once again there, Miss Kat Johnson. You can bet on it here at the end of the month. We're going to be down there. Joe Beaver, who you actually saw broadcasting, you know, during the NFR, he's going to be down here with us. We're going to be able to sit back with him hopefully a little bit. We're going to watch him going through and putting some young kids through these schools. And it's going to be an absolutely wonderful time down there. They've also got a big event that they're putting on. I believe it's New Year's Day, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. That's the big roping event down here. One of the biggest here in the state of Florida. And we're going to be down there hopefully being able to broadcast it for you. So you guys will have to stay tuned to that. But we got to let you know what kind of our plan of attack is here. Now, obviously, we've got Christmas coming up this week. Mm-hmm. We're actually going to take the week off. No lunch hour rodeo shows this week.
No, you get to spend the whole week with the kids making cookies.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should try to do a lunch hour rodeo show.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we're going to take the week off. There will be no lunch hour rodeo shows this week, but we will be doing
Back on the Ranch show the day after Christmas.
Is Christmas Saturday?
Saturday.
Okay. I'm still trying to figure it out. I couldn't remember.
Good thing you got me on here today.
Yeah, probably. Otherwise, I would be lost. Yes, so we will be back on the ranch next Sunday night, so you guys can look forward to that. And we want to hear all about yours, Christmas.
I think that'll be a lot of fun to get all the Making 8 Maniacs to come on the chat room there and tell us something about their Christmas, or to get on and call us and tell us something that just really sticks out in their mind about their Christmas morning or day.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. Next Sunday night we'll be back on the ranch and we'll be talking about Christmas and leading up. I mean, we'll only have a couple days really, and then we'll be getting out there to Okeechobee, and we're getting right back into things. I mean, we're not going to let up. 2011 is here, and we're gearing up for it. We got the PBR. We're going to start things off in New York coming up here real soon. It's going to be wild, I'm telling you.
It will be, and I'm disappointed to say you'll be going to Okeechobee without me.
That's right, I will be, huh?
Yep, that'll work.
Yeah, we will not have Ms. Making 8 joining us. But we got through all right the last few days of Vegas.
After I got there in such a state.
Yeah, after you got there in such a state, for sure. Oh, look at that. Did you see the comment coming in? One of our great, lovely sponsors there at Taylor Truck and Auto.
Oh, there you go.
As PBR Cowgirl says, she thinks that Kelly should do the show and let me sit back and make the cookies with the kids.
I think that sounds like a lot of fun, because we're going to be doing sugar cookies and gingerbread cookies, and I dread making those, so you can do those with the kids, and I'll chat with the maniacs.
You're actually going to run a show by yourself?
If it gets me out of cookies.
Yeah. Wow. And actually, they are heading up to New York as well. So both Miss Kat Johnson and Miss Shannon are going to be up there. You all have got to please send us some pictures and do some tweets for us while we're out there, okay?
Into New York City. I'm envious. I've never seen the Christmas tree.
I know you haven't. Don't,
never seen this.
Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. It was my fault. I've actually done it. And she was supposed to go with us. We were just dating at the time.
And he left me and didn't call.
I did.
You go to the city without me.
I was rotten. I was terrible. So
I don't know how we made it to get married.
I know. Well, that's just because I'm way too charming.
I don't know about that, but.
Oh, look at Jay Lay said that he thinks we'd be 5 listeners instead of 3 if you did the show. Wow. Well, I'm sorry you're having some troubles there, Miss Melanie. Looks like some of them are having some issues. Yes, Miss PBR Cowgirl, you must please send us a lot of twit pics.
I want to know, Jaylay, he says you get 3 listeners because you don't have pants, so if I do it pantsless, will I get more than the 5?
Wait a second. This is still a family show. We can't be getting there. That would not be, no, that's highly unacceptable for our show. That's right. You see Miss Gabby in there sticking up for me. That's right. Give me some credit. Let's see. What else have we got to talk about? We got about 18 minutes left in the show. We got to give Cowboy Dave a break, and then when we come back, what do you think? What do you say we talk about our contest here coming up?
That sounds good.
Light Up 2011. We're going to talk about it when we come back from this next break. And, of course, we have got to thank our sponsors. That's right, Taylor Truck and Auto Repair. We're going to be taking them down there to Okeechobee with us, hanging out when we do some of our video broadcasts, as well as our lunch hour rodeo shows for the rest of this month. You guys make sure to go check them out. And then, of course, as always, Miss Kat Johnson, not your mama's romance, but I'm telling you, you got to love them. They are fantastic. I am a huge fan now. So, with that being said, let's give you a little Say I Won't right here on the Back on the Ranch show. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious. It's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious. It's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself rocked off, started, couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride. Going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys, they never about folding. Too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard. Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead. So go ahead. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. The opposition shows up and starts running the mouth. It's time to suit up and show them what it's about. All eyes are on me, it'll never make me nervous. I'll be as cool as a Sunday morning service. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself barked off, started, couldn't win it. I got myself back up, bear down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, are you Santa Claus? I heard you might be him. If you are him, here's my list.
Help the Marines make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
I'm rockin' Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
All right. Welcome back on the ranch right here on Makin8.com. That's right. I actually almost said welcome to the Lunch Hour Show, but it is far from that. So, let's see. Looks like we got a few new Makin' 8 Maniacs on board with us tonight. I want to thank everybody for tuning in here. We've only got about 15 minutes left in the show, and we do want to thank everybody for tuning in here tonight, reminding you that we will not have a Lunch Hour Rodeo show this week. However, we will be back on the ranch next Sunday night, and then we will start the ball rolling here with our Lunch Hour shows, and we'll kind of let you know what the schedule is from there. But we've got Light Up 2011 giveaway, our big contest here coming up. So
excited to hear that.
That's right. I know you have been working all day and have not had an opportunity. So what are we going to do here tonight? We're going to sit back and we're going to let you know what our contest is. That's right. Miss Barbara says light it up. And I actually have to send out a lot of pictures and stuff tomorrow. I got to get out to the post office. We've got some prizes.
Hope you have to wait till Tuesday. I work tomorrow.
Oh, I'm telling you, I got to get out there tomorrow.
Okay.
They got to get in the mail. I mean, we're talking a week away from Christmas, and I know Miss Barbara is looking to get her prize that she won that we're not going to let on exactly what it is just yet.
Mm.
It's a surprise for her, and she'll have to wait till Christmas. Let's see. I'm trying to think of how this thing was going to work. Cowboy Dave, hopefully you're back here in the chat room with us and can help enlighten us. Let's see. Oh, that's right. Mr. 2G is in the house here tonight. We want to thank Mr. 2G for joining in here, and hopefully we're going to be neighbors with him before too long. Let's see. The contest is this. We got Cowboy Dave back here in the chat room with us. Welcome back there, Mr. Cowboy Dave. Here is the contest. We're looking, being that we're leading into the 2011 season for the PBR, as well as many other rodeo associations, but the PBR sets off in just a couple weeks. We're only a couple weeks away. We want you all to email us all the 20 original founding members of the PBR. Give us those names and email them to 2011, Light Up, LIGHTUP, 2011, at PBRBuiltForTough.com. And then we're going to select a winner out of those emails. You have a week to do it. We're going to send them out, and we're going to post the winner next Sunday. What is it that I'm seeing here? Oh, Miss Kat Johnson says.
I was going to say, I like Kat Johnson's idea for a prize, but if she wins the Cooper Brothers, I want to share.
She wants a third of that winning.
I figured we'd get like 50-50 custody.
Oh, she wants a 50-50 custody of all three. Wow. Well, you got to get in and read Miss Kat Johnson's books. let's see. You know what? Maybe we'll do that. You can win a date with Mr. Makin' 8. You know? How cool would that be, right? That would be a big contest. Oh, Ms. Shannon says you already have Brendan.
Oh, yes, I do.
But you missed the real Brendan, didn't you?
I didn't get to see him. All the PBR guys came in after I left Vegas.
I know. And I was seeing a blur the first night they came in. So was Luke Snyder, though. He was having a good time in Vegas. yeah, you know what, Miss Kat Johnson? You have not truly corrupted her. She's been corrupt. She's married
Mr.
to me.
Mr. Macon has corrupted me.
That's right. I am a bad influence. Stay away from me.
I was
I'm
a nice, quiet country girl till I met you.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I always said you had it hidden. No, we just had to bring it out.
Well, if supposed to win a date with, what if a guy wins? Do I get to go on a date with one of those cute cowboys?
Come on, you get to date half of them anyways when we're out there at these rodeos. You spend more time
more
talking
time.
To them.
I get more time getting hugs and everything else from all those guys.
Right. Wow. Jaylay, I see your comment in there, buddy. That's not very nice. That is a good prize. It's the best prize that anybody could win. Ask Miss Kelly, who's been married for 11 years. I almost said 12. 11 years we've been married. And, of course, we had a good anniversary out there this year. We couldn't pass up the view from our hotel room in Vegas.
I didn't get to see it, girl.
No.
Busy.
Working. Lots of work out there this year.
We didn't get to do really any sightseeing except when we got down to Lake Mead. But it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was busy the whole time I was out there, but I
Most
enjoyed
definitely.
It.
Most definitely.
I'm looking forward to next year, and I want some extra time next year so we can actually get out and see some stuff.
That's right. We did take the night off and have it to ourselves the one night.
We did. We had a lot of fun.
So, let's see. Jaylay says he hopes he doesn't win that contest with a date with me. Jaylay, you've already got a date with me, buddy. Well, would you come down there to Tampa? We're going to hang out together, and I'm going to give you all kinds of hard time. That's right. We've got the email address coming out for the contest. Light up 2011, and make sure to send all 20 the founding members of the PBR, the original founding members. There's 20 of them. Send us that list. And we will randomly select next week. And we'll have one of our fans or somebody out there select for us. It'll be fair. We'll have it lined up. So you guys stay tuned to that. Make sure you guys do your homework on it. Get ready because PBR is coming at you, and they're coming at you strong. We got these meetup parties that they have just come out with. There are several of them. Go check out the website, pbrnow.com. You can find out more information there. Get over and find out where these meetups are so you, the fans, can get out there to them. Help put these things together, you know. All you guys got to do is go into a place that might have some TVs and say, listen, we want to do a meetup for the PBR watch party. Have some fans come in. It'll be a whole lot of fun. PBR will help you out. They'll kind of guide you in the direction that they're looking at. And, man, you guys can have a lot of fun this 2011 season meeting up with other fans. Oh, the prize. The prize for our giveaway, the Light Up 2011. We did not give the prize out. No, it's not really for the debate. We have got some prizes coming at you from three different directions getting you ready for your 2011 PBR season. Cowboy Dave, PBR Get Tough, has got some prizes. We've got PBR News for You. Cody is throwing out prizes as well as making eight. We're all going to throw you out some prizes so you guys will have the opportunity to get a grip with several of your stuff and get you all set up.
I have a question. Only going to one person, or is the gift going to be divided up among different people?
It's going to be one person is going to win the big membership, and that's right. Cowboy Dave throwing it out there, a Team PBR membership. I believe Team PBR News for You is going to be throwing out a Brendan Clark cutout. You will have one of those at your house for Christmas, or not Christmas, but for the new year. That will be up for grabs.
Can I try to win that, and I can have twins? Guys like girls, why can't I have twin guys?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I hear you. I don't even see the first Brendan Clark enough as it is. But anyways, Macon 8 is going to be throwing out some autographs to you. So we've got some good prizes coming at you. obviously the big one, Cowboy Dave, PBR Get Tough, the Team PBR membership. Now, remember, these are not, you know, this contest is not affiliated with the PBR directly. This is coming at you from Cowboy Dave, from PBR News for You, Cody, and, of course, Making Eight. We're putting this thing together for you to get you fired up and ready to go for our great 2011 PBR season. So don't miss out on the opportunity. Light up 2011. Let's get fired up. Let's get ready to go. It's going to be a great season. But don't forget, we've got PRCA. We've got, you know, Zebra Finals are coming up in January. They're going to be held in Tennessee. That's going to be a great opportunity to go down and see the announcer of the year in Zebra and Luke Kaufman and Matt Merritt, one of the best barrelmen down there. I see that some of the comments coming in there in the chat room. Let's see. Jaylay, I did not. Jaylay, I did not steal.
Jaylay, he did. He's in his office, keeping them all to himself.
Yeah, well, believe me, you know, it's better off that way. It's better off that way. So, anyhow, that's going to do it for our show here tonight. They're Making Eight Maniacs. We are just about fresh out of time. Don't forget the contest. You guys make sure to get a grip all week long. We're going to be sending you out reminders with the email address. All 20 of the founding members, you guys get it together. Send us those emails. Pass the word along. Let's get those emails out. We've got some great prizes coming at you here, so you guys stay tuned. Let's see. That's going to do it. What do you say, Miss Kelly? You going to take us out here and close us out for the night?
I'll do my best. All right, Making Eight Maniacs. And all you new listeners, it was great having you here tonight. Don't forget to go over to the archives and pull up that interview with Shane Hanchey and check him out. It was a good interview, a lot of fun. And don't forget to check us out next Sunday, the day after Christmas, for our next Back on the Ranch show, 8 o'clock Eastern time.
That's right. Until then, they're Making Eight Maniacs.
Get a grip.
Get a grip, no doubt.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.